Soon it will be Christmas Day.
There he is, David Nail. That is Silver Bells on All the Best Country 99.9 WJBL. And he is coming to McHenry, Illinois. He's coming to the Vixen coming up this upcoming Sunday night. David Nail bringing his Campfire Christmas tour to the Vixen in McHenry. And if I pressed all the buttons correctly, I should have him on the phone with me. Hey, David Nail, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, tis the season. Everybody's talking Christmas. Now, you've got this this EP you came out with, Campfire Christmas, came out with it last month. And I want to talk a little bit about kind of the inspiration behind it. Now, I know a lot of times, you know, it's just that time of the year, or maybe the record label's pushing you to put something out. You had a different reason for putting out this this new Christmas EP.
Well, I have to give my wife 100% credit. She was the one that was pushing me to do it for the last decade, probably. And you know, like oftentimes the wife gets what she wants. And I sang a couple of these, well, I guess it was last year, and literally looked at my guitar player during the middle of it and said, you know what? If I could do it like this, it might be kind of fun to try my hand at this. And next thing you know, we were in the studio in July, and here we are.
So what made you pick? You picked the traditional Christmas songs. You know, you picked Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Silent Night, Silver Bells, White Christmas, all the like, traditional songs. What made you choose those as opposed to maybe some newer ones that have been put out?
Well, you know, the thing that I, you know, think that my has been, well, one of the most common things of my career is I feel like I've been drawn to very classic sounding songs, and I've recorded a lot of those songs, written some songs that hopefully, while they may not be classics, they, you know, have that sound or have that feel. And that was sort of the thinking behind it. And also, you know, to be honest with you, like I knew the best, and felt like the ones that, you know, 20 years from now when my kids have kids, you know, and they're playing them for their children, and hopefully they, you know, they come up on the playlist, or they're still around to play. And and obviously the more classic sounding, the more well known songs are usually going to fall under that category.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this show a little bit. You kind of recreating this kind of warm, comfortable, cozy kind of campfire atmosphere, and you're going to play some Christmas standards, but you're also, you got to play some of your hits too, right?
Yeah, we're definitely playing, you know, all the songs that people, you know, would know us from the radio, or, you know, some of our songs that stream really well. And, you know, it's very different, you know, this doing the Christmas songs, adding them in, trying to figure out, you know, where they should go, where they fit the best. But it's been a lot of fun. It's definitely kind of, changed the show up a little bit. You know, there's some newfound excitement. You know, I think sometimes you can kind of get comfortable in doing things the same way for years and years and years. And this has certainly put, you know, flipped the switch a little bit. And we're excited so far. We've had about four or five of these shows so far, and they've all, I feel like, come across really well. And so we're excited for people to come out and hear them.
All right. Well, speaking of, we're speaking with David Nail. He's coming to the Vixen in McHenry, Illinois. You can check it out, vixenmchenry.com. The show is coming up this Sunday, December 15th. We're going to be giving away some tickets to this show. So how about this? While we're chatting here, David, I'll let people text in for your chance to win a pair of tickets here to the show. Let's do this. Let's do the keyword nail. N-A-I-L. Text that to 608-752-5500. We'll pick a random winner here in just a little bit, give away a couple pairs of tickets to the show. But since it is the holiday season, you've got a family, young family that is. How about Christmas traditions? How about maybe when you were a kid, any big Christmas memories you have of traditions, or maybe one of those Christmases you got the gift you had been waiting for so long, anything like that?
You know, it's funny, because of this tour, I've been getting that question a lot, almost every day.
And oh, yeah.
I don't know how funny it is to other people, but it's funny to me. I remember when I was probably, 8 or 9 years old, and I gotten up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I peeked down the hallway and saw the tree and saw the presents underneath the tree, and I saw this New York Jets full uniform and helmet. And the reason why that's funny is I grew up in Southeast Missouri. There were two professional football teams back then. The Cardinals were still in St. Louis playing football, mm-hmm. and the Chiefs were in Kansas City. And so I tell everybody now, I said, obviously the Jets was on sale, and that's why we ended up with the New York Jets, because I had absolutely zero ties, zero connection to the New York Jets, still don't. But I wore that thing until well after it was too small. And was very grateful nonetheless. But looking back, I always wonder, you know, why my parents settled on the New York Jets. Maybe they thought green was my favorite color, but I have a feeling it was probably the one that was on sale. And for good reason, the Jets have not been very good for much of my life.
Right. How about Christmas traditions with your young family, with your kids? Any fun stuff that you guys do around the holidays?
You know, we do a couple of different things. You know, my twins, their birthday is this Thursday, and so being so close to Christmas, we sort of have to spread out our spoiling of the twins. Mm-hmm. But we always go out to dinner. It's hibachi. My kids call it cook in front of us, and we go see all the Christmas light in and around where we live. And then the community we live in, Franklin, Tennessee, has a huge drive-through like setup where everything's synced to music and different things. Like I don't know how they do that, some sort of radio station frequency, but it's really neat to see them, especially with the 4-year-old getting old enough to, you know, kind of voice her different thoughts about it. And that's just we're getting ready to actually do that tonight, and that's something that. I'm glad we're getting able to do before I go on the road for the next 11 days.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Now, we do that. I do that with my kids here around the holidays, too, and especially when they get the synced up with the DMX lighting. It's all like Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and things are pyrotechnics and stuff, so that's great. All right, anything else? Anything on the horizon for you in 2025 that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, we're working on a new record now. It's going to be the first full-length record I put out in, I think, 8 years. And, you know, I've been putting out several EPs in the meantime and been putting out music, you know, left and right almost every year since my record label days. But been working on something for about the past, I don't know, half year to a year. And we started recording in August, and we're a little over halfway done and really excited. I think it's, you know, sort of goes back to the first couple of records sound-wise and song-style-wise, and just really excited for people to hear it. I think people are going to be, you know, especially the people that have been fans, you know, from the beginning, they're going to be reminded of hopefully why they became a fan in the beginning.
Absolutely. Well, A Campfire Christmas, we're going to be on the lookout for that, but A Campfire Christmas is out now. You can get it wherever you get music. You can stream it. You can check it out on your social channels as well. Christmas classics that are just beautifully done. And I got to say, too, if you've never, I mean, because these are cover songs, right? I mean, but done in your own way. Yeah. But your covers, the covers EP that you had out and the covers you've done of Adele, if people have never heard those, my God, they are missing out. So you got to check those out, too.
Well, thank you.
All right, my friend, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the opportunity and encourage people to come out and hang out with us. And we're gonna have a blast. We're gonna be full-fledged Christmas spirit, that's for sure.
All right, David Nail, ladies and gentlemen, check him out at the Vixen in McHenry, Illinois. You can get tickets and info at vixenmchenry.com. The show is coming up this Sunday night, the 15th. A Campfire Christmas is available everywhere. Again, text the keyword Nail to 608-752-5500. We'll pick a random couple winners to score a pair of tickets to this Sunday show.